Streets 94.5. Good morning. Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Tremaine.
Hey, Tremaine. What can we do for you, boo?
Well, you know, I have a boyfriend. His name is Marquise. We've been dating for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, lately I just kind of been seeing he's been acting a little different. And, you know, we usually have a trust level where I can go through his phone. But lately he seemed like, you know, he kind of tried to then block me out. But, you know how we do. We can get where we need to go. So I went through his phone one day, and I noticed that it was multiple scam likelies. Like, okay, how many scam likelies going to call your house and then call your house at, like, 11 p.m.? I'm like, it's even out calls to scam likely. So I'm like, okay.
So you calling scam likely.
Yeah, so you cool calling scam likely.
Scam likely sound like a dude to me.
Okay, so Tremaine, I hear this. I hear it. So what you're saying is you suspect cheating?
Right. So I'm looking, how about in his contact, it says that scam likely. I call.
So no did they answer?
Nah, the scam bitch don't even want to pick up. Whoever the f*** it is. So I sent a text, and that told me everything I need to know. Because what scam going to say deliver on the text? That means this is a cell phone.
Did they text back?
Hell no, they ain't text back. I saw the read, though. I saw the read when it said.
So they okay.
Read. Do read or read?
I saw the read.
So, Tremaine. I'm assuming you want us to call this person for you so that you can talk to them.
I want to know who it is. And we going to talk. We need to talk.
Okay.
We need to have a talk.
So,
right?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You had to call us just to call this number. You could have called the number yourself.
He tried. They didn't. Well, they won't answer. They won't text back or nothing.
Hey, bitch won't pick up. So nope. Somebody's going to be, I want results.
Okay, Tremaine. We're going to get you some results, honey. We're going to call them.
Yeah, Tremaine, listen, man. Just don't say nothing. Put your phone on mute, man. We're going to try our best to get scam likely on the phone and see how likely it is for them to actually answer, all right?
Yeah, let me know, because I'm outside Marquise's job right now waiting.
No.
Tremaine, don't get that man fired, Tremaine.
I'm so serious.
No, don't get
your... Watch it be his damn mama.
Don't get locked up. How about that? Hold on, man. Put your phone on mute.
Okay, so first of all, y'all need to calm down and need to be more open, okay? This is obviously an alternative situation.
He's open enough. We don't need it. I'm going to keep it closed.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning to you. Who the hell is this calling me this damn early?
Let me take over. Hey, how you doing? This is the Streets Morning Takeover, and I wish I could ask.
Excuse me, this ain't no damn telemarketer, none. I ain't got time for to be on the phone listening to no damn telemarketer. Who is this?
This is the radio. This is the radio station now, 94.5.
How you doing?
What the hell y'all doing calling me? I'm a grown ass woman. I don't be what you want.
Amen to that. Listen, ma'am, do you watch reality TV?
Hell no, I'm watching no reality TV. I'm a grown-ass woman. What do you want? It's early. What the hell do you want?
All right, so we're going to get straight to the punch. We had somebody call us looking for you, saying that you might be messing with their man.
What the fuck are you talking about? Messing with who, man?
Marquise, bitch. That's who. And hold up.
Wait a minute now. Hold up now. We talking about Marquise, my man. What you mean you've been dating him? That's my man.
God. Tell me he is not.
Wait. First of all, is this a man I'm talking to?
Potato salad, home shopping network.
Okay,
are you kidding
calm
me right
down.
Now?
Tremaine.
Are you kidding me right now?
Tremaine, let's bring some clarity to the situation. Gladys, Marquise said that he called.
Gotta bring some damn clarity to something, because he gonna need some damn Claritin when I get through with that ass. What
so,
you mean?
So can we?
You saying my man messing with another man?
Excuse me. Can we just ask you what your name is so that we can address you the proper way?
Yes, because we don't know.
My damn name is Gladys.
Miss Gladys, listen. With all due respect, we did not know that this call was like this. We were told that he kind of understood who you were. And we didn't never have a name or anything. So we apologize first and foremost. Now, Tremaine, Miss Gladys is on the phone. You asked us to get on the phone. She's on the phone. Can everybody just calm down a little bit and you talk to her and let her know what's on your mind?
How much she got on her life insurance? Because there ain't no way in hell Marquise just messing with her for nothing. This is a woman, an old woman.
What the hell you mean old? I'm old, but I'm fine as wine. And let me tell you something. If I find out Marquise is messing with another man, he gonna need some damn insurance.
I know that's right, McGladys.
Wow.
We don't know how true it is, McGladys.
I promise you, don't break a hip plan with me.
I've
been around here itching.
Miss Glass, how long have you been dating Marquise?
Me and Marquise been together 4.5 damn years.
Tremaine, how long have have you been dating Marquise?
I am shaking right now.
Oh, no, you better damn believe
okay,
it.
Wait,
you
wait.
Talk about Miss Gladys.
Okay.
Miss Gladys.
Hey. I'm over here itching hey, like Ms. that. I'm too damn grown to be itching.
Okay.
Go down there and get some damn yeast infection cream, and you y'all calling me from a gas station telling me
this
my man messing with another
today.
Man. What the hell Ms. wrong with y'all?
Miss
okay,
Gladys,
so
this
I,
is not a gas station.
I am
this
so
is
sorry.
The radio station.
We just
radio station, gas station. I don't know, but I know damn well Marquise ass gonna need a funeral home when I catch him.
Okay, Tremaine, how long have you and Marquise been together?
Me and Marquise have been together for 2 years, but I've known him for longer than that. We've been on and off. We just made it on
2 years
ago.
Okay, but apparently Gladys says she's been with him for 4.
Gladys is lying.
I think you both need to speak with Marquise. It seems like you all have both been played. I would suggest not yelling at each other, talking, and seeing, you know, what happened. Like, obviously, the common denominator here is Marquise. Other than that, you all would have nothing
to
be upset about.
I just need to talk to Marquise.
I don't know.
My damn phone is early.
Miss Gladys, we apologize.
Damn, I don't know what the hell going on around here.
Miss Gladys, okay, Miss Gladys. Well, on behalf of 1-800 Injured the Bethune Law Firm, we ain't getting nobody no $100 on this one, man. Atlanta, y'all call us up and give us y'all 100% take on what y'all think going on, cause somebody got some explaining to do.
Tremaine, you have anything you want to say?
No, nah, I got something I'm about to do though. Y'all have a good day, okay?
Wow.
Did this just happen?
Oh my God.